From Liverpool to the northwest of England, North Wales, and beyond, this is MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, on AM and online at mar.me.uk. You can contact us through Facebook by searching MAR Pirates, email mar@rock.com, or text 07504 464 678. MAR, the continuing sound of free radio.
Merseyland Alternative Radio. The music lives on across Liverpool and beyond. We are MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio.
You are listening to the top 20 hits from the 80s with Paul Atkinson on MAR.
Jesse is a friend. Been a good friend of mine, but lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl, and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. Along with the charade, there doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Hi and welcome into the show. You're MAR and this is the top 20 hits of the 1980s. Starting us off there was the number 20 song, which was Rick Springfield and Jesse's Girl. And over the next 90 minutes, we'll be going through the rest of the countdown, as well as giving you a few facts about the bands as we go along. So welcome into the show as we walk down memory lane. Might be a few surprises in the countdown as well, that surprised Paul Atkinson as we were compiling it. But this is based upon the Charter chart, so this is the official top 20 of the 1980s. Rick Springfield there was at number 20, and at number 19 is Cyndi Lauper. And Time After Time on AR. Number 19 there on the top 20 hits of the 80s, and that was Cyndi Lauper and Time After Time. This is Merseyland Alternative Radio. Paul Atkinson counting down the top 20 hits of the 80s with you as we move on now to our number 18 track, and a band that was named after the drug Dexedrine, which apparently is a drug for attention deficit disorder. And this is Dexy's Midnight Runners with Come On Eileen.
You are listening to the top 20 hits from the 80s with Paul Atkinson on MAR.
Mm-hmm.
AR, Liverpool's number one.
Number 17 on our top 20 hits of the 80s, that's Whitesnake and Here I Go Again. And Whitesnake leader David Coverdale wrote that song whilst in Portugal. Whilst it's typically thought of as a inspiring song about facing challenges head on, it's really a song about heartbreak and the loneliness that comes along with it. The song's documents show the break. Well, the song documents the breakdown of David Coverdale's first marriage to Julia, who he married in 1974. Moving on now with number 16, and this is In Excess, I Need You Tonight on Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Want. Everybody does, yeah, that's okay. makes me sweat. And give me a moment. Your moves are so raw. I've got to let you know. I've got to let you know. Sweat.
In excess there. Need you so nice. This is the top 20 hits of the 80s on Merseyland Alternative Radio. My name's Paul Atkinson and we're already a quarter of the way through the countdown. So at number 20 we had Rick Springfield, Jesse's Girl. Number 19 we had Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time. Number 18 was Dexy's Midnight Runner, Come On Eileen. 17 was Whitesnake and Here I Go Again. And just as you just heard there, number 16 was In Excess and Need You Tonight. Now at number 15 is the man who didn't actually get paid for the killer guitar solo he performed on Michael Jackson's mega hit Beat It. That guitarist was actually Eddie Van Halen. He was at number 15 in the chart with Jump on Merseyland Alternative Radio. At number 15 in our countdown, Van Halen and Jump. And moving on from the man who didn't get paid for a guitar solo for Michael Jackson to a band that actually has a guitarist that played whilst doing the splits on stage. Yes, singer and rhythm guitarist Susanna Hoffs from the Bangles trained to be a dancer for many years, and she took her skills with her to concerts where she would amaze the crowds by doing just that, by playing guitar whilst doing the splits on stage. At number 14 in the chart, this is the Bangles and Walk Like an Egyptian on MAR.
The music lives on across Liverpool and beyond. We are MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio.
You are listening to the top 20 hits from the 80s with Paul Atkinson on MAR.
Without you, with or without you.
Number 13 there in the countdown, that was U2 and With or Without You. This is the top 20 hits of the 80s on Merseyland Alternative Radio, and my name's Paul Atkinson. Now at number 12, we've got the artist who won 6 Grammy Awards, 30 Billboard Awards and 22 American Music Awards in their career, and is perhaps best known for her songs I Will Always Love You and Saving All My Love For You. She also starred in films such as The Bodyguard in 1992 with Kevin Costner and The Preacher's Wife with Denzel Washington, and also Waiting to Exhale. She started singing in a church gospel choir at the age of 11 in New Jersey and released her first album in 1985 after being discovered by record producer Clive Davis. And got divorced after a 14-year very rocky marriage to Bobby Brown. That the artist, of course, at number 12 is Whitney Houston with How Would I Know on MAR.
We'll be right back.
At number 12 there in the charts, the late great Whitney Houston with How Will I Know. And at number 11 there's a track which some people don't actually believe is quite as old as it is due to its popular re-release as a part of the American TV show Glee. But this is at number 11, Don't Stop Believing by Journey, which, believe it or not, was actually originally released on December the 1st, 1981.
You are listening to the top 20 hits from the 80s with Paul Atkinson on MAR.
Journey there, we don't stop believing, and believe it or not, we are actually at the halfway point in our journey for the top 20 hits of the 80s. So, at number 15 we had Van Halen and Jump. 14 was the Bangles and Walk Like an Egyptian. Number 13 was U2 With or Without You. Number 12 was Whitney Houston, How Will I Know? And number 11 was Journey, Don't Stop Believing. So now we're into that all-important top 10, which kicks off at number 10 with AC/DC. And You Shook Me All Night Long. At number 10 there, AC/DC, and You Shook Me All Night Long. And that's the band that only realised after the event that AC/DC is actually slang for bisexuality. And in 1989, when US troops invaded Panama, to hell outside the Vatican embassy, afterwards saying, I guess we won't get to play for the Pope now. At number 9, this is Run DMC and Walk This Way on the top 20 hits of the 1980s with me, Paul Atkinson, on Maryland Alternative Radio.
She told me to walk this way.
Number 9 in the charts there, that was Run DMC and Walk This Way. And we move on now with number 8, with the girl who once did an advert for Pepsi and appeared with a live lion in a video for this track. And number 8, this is Madonna and Like a Virgin.
Listening to the top 20 hits from the 80s with Paul Atkinson on MAR.
We'll be right back.
at number 7 there in the top 20 hits of the 80s on MAR. That was Guns N' Roses and Sweet Child of Mine. And at number 6 we've got the legendary Hall & Oates and I Can't Go For That.
You are listening to the top 20 hits from the 80s with Paul Atkinson on MAR.
Notes at number 6 and I can't do for that. And we're getting into that all important top 5 now. Well, let's have a little bit of a recap since number 10. At number 10 there was AC/DC and You Shook Me All Night. At number 9 there was Run DMC and Walk This Way. Number 8 we had Madonna and Like a Virgin. Number 7 was Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine. And number 6 you just heard there was Hall & Oates and I Can't Go For That. Now, in the top 5 of the 80s, or the greatest hits of the 80s. And we kick off at number 5 with the artist who changed his name quite a lot after this period. He changed his name to Symbol. He changed his name to the artist formerly known as, and I think at one point he was probably called Betty and Norma as well. This, of course, is Prince, who's there at number 5 in the top. I've forgotten what decade we're in the top hits of the 80s at number 5 with When Doves Cry. On Midland Alternative Radio, I'm Paul Atkinson. Let's see who's at number 1, coming up soon. And number five on our countdown there was Prince, or Symbol, or Betty, or whatever else he was called himself, and When Doves Cry. Now at number four, we've got the man who loved water balloon fights, the man who used to kid his baby sister Latoya for not letting anyone sit on her bed, the man who liked KFC, and the man who would make up schedules for his day with his baby sister Janice, which had things on the agenda such as go to the cinema and eat popcorn or ride on a roller coaster. At number four, this is Michael Jackson with Billie Jean on Merseyland Alternative Radio. King of Pop there at number four on the top ten of the 80s here now, and that was Michael Jackson with Billie Jean. And at number three, we got Princess Diana's favourite band, that's Duran Duran, with Hungry Like a Wolf.
Down in the city.
Princess Diana's favourite band there at number three with Duran Duran and Hungry Like a Wolf. My name's Paul Atkinson and this is the top 20 hits of the 80s here on Merseyland Alternative Radio. Only two more tracks left. Who will be number one? Well, at number two, it's Def Leppard. And Pour Some Sugar on Me. And number two there in the countdown, that was Def Leppard and Pour Some Sugar on Me. So who's going to be the number one hit of the 80s? Who counted down from number 20? Well, let's recap now. The last in the top 10. So, at number 10 we had AC/DC and You Shook Me All Night. At number 9 we had Run DMC and Walk This Way. Number 8 was Madonna and Like a Virgin. Number 7 was Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine. Number 6, Hall & Oates, I Can't Go For That. Number 5 was Prince with When Doves Cry. Number 4 was Michael Jackson and Billie Jean. Number 3 was Duran Duran, Hungry Like a Wolf. And number 2 was Def Leppard and Pour Some Sugar on Me. Thanks for listening to the countdown today on MAR. This has been the top 20 hits of the 80s. My name's been Paul Atkinson, and we'll reveal the number one track in just a moment, but don't forget to stay tuned to MAR for all the best in entertainment. So, who was number one? Well, might be a surprise to some people, but I don't think so, because this is an amazing track. Number one, the top selling track of the 80s. This is Bon Jovi and Living on a Prayer. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned to MAR.
Liverpool's number one.